And he says, when the Tanya says in the Hagdamah, the Tanya gathered me piece, saw me piece Seifrim. So there's a Kabbalah that the Tanya said that he was talking about the Shalach HaKadosh, and he's talking about the Maral. That he gathered teachings. He says, this is not for my own, this is things that I've gathered. Which is not really the case, and there's unbelievable originality, but that's the Tanya's outside. The end of Perek Dalet, on page Pei Beis, Pei Gimel, that's where we're up to. We're talking about the Malchus of the Shemesh, the Malchus of the Sun, which means physical reality, which corresponds to the solar, that solar calendar, which are the days of the year, which correspond to the negative commandments, the Lois Essays, which serve the purpose of preserving that Seder in our lives. And that's the Malchus of physical reality. And the Ikavir is the same way that a king, that the king's primary function is to preserve Seder, to preserve order and dignity, and to maintain law to enforce the law in the Malchus and the kingdom. So too, the negative commandments serve that purpose of maintaining that Seder. However, there's a higher purpose that the Jewish people have, that man has. That, of course, is revealed. That's the Malchus of the human being. And that is revealed in the 248 positive mitzvahs that are able to take a person to the Ma'ilo Ha'elyoina, to that higher Madreg, to that higher level. And that's where we're up to. So really, on page Pei Beis, right after footnote 91, I think that's what we're up to. On Pei Beis, you have it? Right after 91. Ve'elu shnei dvar misyachsam al-chaymer v'atzura. These two, meaning the Shemesh, the negative commandments, and the Adam, the sun and man, correspond to Chomer and Surah. The sun, as I just mentioned, as we learned last week, that the sun is the symbol of physical reality, and man is the symbol, it's not just the symbol, man is the manifestation of tzura, of spiritual reality. The general rule, the general principle is that Hashem Yisbarach has given us the Torah, So that the Jewish people will be able to reach that higher transcendent level above this physical world. But it's not enough for a person to strive for this higher maila, for this great exalted level, while ignoring, many people have done this, while ignoring the los essays, the negative commandments. Then instead of that person reaching a ma'ala ha'al-yayna, reaching that higher level, he sinks to ra and to p'chisus. He sinks to evil and to that which is degrading and disgusting. Because without tending to the chomer, without tending to man's physical reality, we already know the results of those people who claim to be purely spiritual and all they're seeking is spiritual perfection. That davka, those who claim to be most concerned with the spirit and to the point of ignoring physical existence, have generally in history descended into the lower states of physical existence and to places of depravity and sickness. So the point here is that in order for a Jew to reach that Ma'ala Ha'Yayna, he cannot in any way, God forbid, ignore the Shulchan Aruch. He can't ignore that Malchus that's called the Malchus of the Shemesh of the Sun, which preserves Seder in his life, which preserves that order in his life. This was a concern, of course, that the early Misnagdim had with Chassidus. What was going to become with Chassidus? There was that concern. And that the intense spirituality, particularly following the tragic mistake of Shabbosai Tzvi, and that there was rightful fear on the part of many of the tzaddikim, led by the Vilna Gaon and some of his foremost disciples, there was concern that intense spirituality without equally intense study of Torah could lead, God forbid, to a loss of that balance of that Seder. And we know that when the Nevardika, when the Aruch HaShulchan son, the Torah Tmima, no, when the Aruch HaShulchan, the Torah Tmima wrote this over in his memoirs in Mikor Baruch, and the Torah Tmima has very interesting memoirs, very interesting. You ever see it?
It's in English.
Oh, that is his father. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Tartumim's father, and there's a conversation that the Tartumim says that his father and the Tzemach Tzedek had, where the Tzemach Tzedek said, we owe a great deal to the Vilna Gaon. If not for the Vilna Gaon, he says, in truth, in that early generation, Chassidus could have gone off. If not for the Vilna Gaon, it took a man of that stature, of that greatness, of that who was so respected like the Gaon, that he was able to maintain that balance, that Chassidus should remain within the mainstream and shouldn't Chalila go off, as other more spiritualistic movements have eventually eroded, and without that seder, without that shmira of Malchus HaShemesh. So the morale is saying is that with all of man's ability to rise to the highest heights, nevertheless, he says, that's what he's saying, Shalai Yosem and Asher Nivra Allah Ravel B'chizas. The negative commandments are there to maintain that balance and to see to it that he remains within the framework, within the misgeris, within that framework of creation.
strict adherence to the Shulchan Aruch is in the Malchus of the Shemesh or the Levana?
Right, so I'm using that more liberally to I'm talking about taking care to observe the Lois Assay. Certainly, through the Mitzvahs Assay, if one is careful to observe the Malchus, to be a loyal subject in the Malchus of the Shemesh, which means all the Lois Assays in Shulchan Aruch, then the positive commandments that are in Shulchan Aruch, the Mitzvahs Assay, which come from the Malchus of the Moon, of the Adam, will have their desired effect. I just used it more liberally, but you're 100% right.
Spirituality and assays, I mean, I guess that's generally a strong connection.
That's what the Maharal's been talking about. That's the 248 that correspond to the Adam, to the Kaimis Adam, which means that they have the ability to catapult a person to that transcendent level. Obviously not by rote observance, but by making a huge effort to connect to the positive mitzvahs. But that's the karech that they have. But certainly, Shulchan Aruch, when I say Shulchan Aruch, I was focusing more on preserving the Seder through the negative commandments. But of course, the Shulchan Aruch consists of all the positive and wonderful observances of Yiddishkeit. Ve'im sheyikna hashleimus hayoyse elyon adei mitzvos aseh. Even though you might be achieving great levels through your observance of the positive mitzvahs, but you're not part of the Seder. You're not within the Seder. You're not within the Mizgeres. And therefore, a person like Shabbat Tzvi Yamachshmo, he was a person of intense spirituality, that, as we've seen often in time, that such individuals that once the boundaries of the negative commandments begin to become blurred, then the spirituality carries them into something which is horribly destructive. I once mentioned in Shul that Rav Kook wrote once explaining, why is it that the Talmidei Baal Shem made such a big deal about the mikveh? Then until the Baal Shem HaKadosh, of course, Mekubalim, there was but the Indian of going every single day to the mikveh, and to all the tefillahs, no, not Yontif, not Avyontif, Shabbos, not only Avyontif, every Shabbos and Shabbos, but the constant tefillahs and so on, and before the Kiyas Shofar, and all the different David Tzaddikim that five, six times a day that they went. Reb Chaim Zonnefeld, it wasn't even when the Chassidim. Reb Chaim Zonnefeld, any time he was in there, when he would bump into an Arab, he would go to the mikveh. Reb Chaim Zonnefeld would go to the mikveh. So, and Rabbi Zalman couldn't believe it. Rabbi Zalman, so he met Reb Chaim Zonnefeld, so Rabbi Zalman said, "Hayitachin." He says to Yishlaim Rav, Reb Chaim Zonnefeld. So he says, "I understand." Rabbi Zalman said, "I understand the Chassidim, Mela, a lot of them are Amaratzim, but how could it be that a person like you run to the mikveh like this, man? Five times? Reb Chaim Zonnefeld used to go five, six times a day to the mikveh." So he asked Rabbi Zalman, "I don't understand. He's just Talmud Chachma." So Reb Chaim Zonnefeld said, "If a mikveh has a karech to complete the job of transforming a non-Jew into a Jew, you can imagine what it could do for a Yid." So they say that after that, the Rabbi Zalman didn't make fun. He didn't go to the mikveh, but he went. I mean, Avyont, but he didn't make fun. So Rav Kook explained, why is it that the Talmidei Baal Shem is such a big inyan about the mikveh? So he said, Rav Kook had such an insight, because Rav Kook saw all of the currents of Yiddishkeit. He saw him in such a whole way. So if Cook said that since the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh unleashed into the world such passion and such ahava, it was necessary to create a shmira to guard and protect that love should not, God forbid, deteriorate into something that was outside the realms of Yiddishkeit, and therefore the Baal Shem Tov strengthened the observance of mikveh. That the union of mikveh, of course, is shmiras habris, is shmiras hakedusha, because when you unleash such passion, you have to have some way of controlling the floodgates. God forbid, the love shouldn't fall into the wrong places. So a person might be very, very devoted, and might all the mitzvahs I say, but it's not going to work unless he's part of this ma'arocha of the Lois says. Look at footnote 93. He says, "Kamavur ben Nesiva Havas Reya." The Moral explains that Nesiva saw them. But Pachet Yitzchak, so Rav Hutner writes in Yom Kippur and Yom Kippurim, is a famous piece there in Pachet Yitzchak. Maimer Chafal of Kosar. Brisban Abisarim Kovas Hemshech Hazman Shal Golos Mitzrayim Bemisba Shanim. We know that in the vision of the pieces that Hashem Yisbarach had the covenant, the bris ben Absalom that Hashem Yisbarach revealed to Avraham Avinu, so that's when Hashem Yisbarach first revealed the Indian the children of Avraham are going to go into exile, right? That's when he first told Avraham Avinu, and he said over there a number. He said he Hashem gave a specific time, amount of years. The amount was 400 years. So the Golus, the exile, Hashem determined the exile with the number of years. Elisha Bebrizu Atzmer, Vutner writes, Matsanu Knemid Acha Lahem Shechazman. But nevertheless, in that very same vision, in that very same experience that Avraham Avinu had, where Hashem told him about the 400 years of slavery that were coming up, so in that very same, Hashem gave a different way of measuring the length of Golus. Shekein Hemshech Hazman Ad LeGeula Nikva B'Mispar Doiris. Hashem Yisbarach said, he switched afterwards, he switched a few psukim later, from using the number of years to the number of generations. Shekein hu oimer dor revi yashuvu hena, right? Then later on, a few psukim later, Hashem said that the fourth generation will return. So when speaking of redemption, Hashem referred to generations. When speaking of exile, Hashem referred to years, right? And so what's the difference? Why is it to describe or to reveal the Golus, Hashem Yisbarach used the number of 400 years, and the promise of redemption is with the amount of generations. Chazanu kam upon Maldivei Agra. So if one brings the Gra, Hamefarish Dahainu Taimim Mishum Da'akil Kulim Tluyim B'Mitzias Hazman. The Goyin explained that difference in the Bris Ben Abisarim between years and generations. That all of the kilkulim, that means all of the difficulties, all of the tsaris, are what? Are tluyim b'mitzias hazman. They're the byproduct of physical reality that is measured by time, years, months, days, months, minutes, years. All of the kilkulim, all of man's tsaris, all of our difficulties are the result of our being, of our finding ourselves in this physical reality that is measured by time, or that is distinguished by time. That's what physical reality means. In the Siddur, the Pirusha Gro, the Goyin, that's how he learned Pshat and Baruch Shem of Baruch Ayseh Bereishis. As the Goyin, the Gro learns that the creation of creation means time. Time, Zman, is man's way of relating to physical reality, time. Bod shatikunim tluyim b'nefesh ha'adam. Now, whereas suffering, tsaris, is the result of man's being part of a physical world, So the tikkunim, therefore that's measured in years, because the physical world is measured in years. But the tikkunim, man's ability to rectify his life, man's ability to achieve redemption, to be redeemed, that's tluyim b'nefesh ha'adam. That's not measured in years. That's measured, how does Hashem say? The fourth generation. He doesn't talk about time now. He talks about people. The Adam. Because the Adam, the human being, generation, is not it's not a measure of time. It's not saying this many years. It's saying generations of human beings, of people. So the Goyin said, V'lachein mahalach ha'golus. That's what the Goyin says. V'lachein, therefore, the Rav Huttner writes, mahalach ha'golus shu mahalach shel kakulim. Therefore, When Hashem is revealing to Avraham Avinu the future exile, which is a mahalach of kilkulim, what does golus mean? Exile means a process of kilkulim, of all of exile means kilkulim, problems and distortions and so on. That's what all of golus means. So that's nimda b'mispashanim. That's measured by years, by time, because this is a world of time. This is not the case, however, when Hashem is foretelling the redemption that's going to come. Redemption, which means man's return to his essence, to his essential self. Redemption, which means being freed from all of the mistakes and problems and suffering of galus. There, shul mahalach shel tikkunim, geula, redemption is a mahalach of tikkunim. It's a mahalach of tikkunim. It's something being repaired. So that's nimda b'mispadoris. That's not measured by years, which relate to physical reality. It relates to doris, to generations, which relate to man's spiritual nature. Ubavade sheyesh lona the tzarif lekan mashiyadana b'minyan hamitzvus ki hamitzvus lo yisez se minyonim shasai keneged shasai yimais hashana. Therefore, Rav Huttner says this is clearly connected to the cheshbon of mitzvus, that The negative mitzvahs are 365 that correspond to the 365 days of the year, which means time, right? This connects very beautifully with what we're learning now in the Maral. Since the Maral is telling us that the number 365 of the negative commandments is primarily to preserve that seder in man's physical life, so that he does not descend into ugliness, that he doesn't descend into those kilkulim. So therefore, we understand that the mitzvahs loisah say are correspond to what? To 365 days of the year, to zman, to time, because they are there to protect man in that world that is measured by time, to protect man from the onslaught of time and the effects that time, which equals physical reality, has upon man's life.
There are my spheres of Omer that every day, like chasa shabbat chasa, that every
sure.
day. Is a, so
sure.
Is there a mitzvah that's the 365 laws, are they in any way connected to any particular days? Is it like Sefirah Somer?
There is a, I don't think we should get into it right now, but there is a say there in terms of the Sefirah and how, it's not just Sefirah Somer, but it's not for now. Sefirah Somer is when it's most powerful, when we have the greatest access to that say there, but really there is a say there throughout the entire year. Every single, not only that, but every single minute of the day. Every single second of the day is connecting to a certain kayach on that day, every day of the week. If the Shabbos is Shabbos Malchus, says Malchus, and then we begin again. So therefore the hanhag of the actions of the tzaddikim were different on a Sunday and a Monday, Tuesday, depending on chesed, gevurah, tiferes, and so on, from the lower spheres. And each hour of that day, and each minute of the hour, was connected to whether or not what was the specific interfacing, what was the configuration at that time? Was it Gvur Shebechesed? Was Tfer Shebechesed? And so on. The moments and the seconds, that's why Tzaddikim, their Hanhagas throughout the day were connected always to what was happening in the higher reality at that moment.
Did it connect it? But this number 365 being connected, the Los Haseis and the days of the year, is there any connection between those particular Los Haseis and any of the days in the same way, in the same fashion as the spheres?
Meaning the specific day and a specific mitzvah.
Right.
Well, you'd have a problem, because then you have the Rambam, you have the Bahag, you have the Ramban, you have the Urayim, you have the Charedim. So, huh? What? You know, I never saw that, which Lairino and Arai, I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. I'm certain that when the Ramban had his Hasagas on the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, that it wasn't only in Halacha. That much I believe in with all my heart. The Ramban, every single word that came from the Ramban was coming from Sisrei Torah. So I haven't seen it written anywhere, I haven't seen it discussed, but I'm sure that there's something to it. There are Tzaddikim, they wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the 613 Mitzvahs, Al-Derech HaAvoidin, Al-Derech HaKabbalah, and Al-Derech HaChassidus. But I don't recall this subject of any correspondence of such a type being made. I don't recall that.
I remember seeing some of this from that. I learned that the Mitzvah say has to do with different days, like the Anosh has to do with Tisha B'Av.
There are definitely certain times where there's ha'ara, where there's an illumination that relates to certain mitzvahs. Even though we don't necessarily, when you look at it superficially, you don't see the connection. But what Mati's talking about is that whether or not the 365 days and the 365 lois essays, whether we find that they were aligned day for day, mitzvah for mitzvah. Mestama, there is something. I'm not familiar. I haven't seen that. But there are days that we have been told that they're especially powerful. The koiches are very great for even during the days of the week, b'chlal in the year. That there are certain koiches that, or lois essays that are relating more to that particular time, where it's a greater danger during that time. But the ilu mitzvahs, I say, this is finished that note. But the positive commandments, minyanim ramach. So look what Ravutin is saying. The positive mitzvahs are not corresponding to time, right? Because the negative commandments, remember, the negative commandments are there to preserve the Seder, to combat this world, galus, exile, right? That's why it's measured in number. That's why it's measured, and which corresponds to the days of the year. Because man means this world, time means this world, and the problems and all the problems that are related to physical life. But the positive commandments are what? The minyanim is ramach, 248, keneged ramach evarim sheba adam, which correspond to the 248 limbs of the adam. So now we're talking about the human being. When we speak about the ma'ilah ha'elyoina, now we're not talking about zman anymore. When we're talking about that higher level, we're not talking about zman, about time, because time is the kalkulum of galus. When we talk about man, we speak of redemption. The number 248, the positive commandments, which means man's ability to find redemption, not just to survive, but to find redemption, geula, that corresponds to what? To the kaimas ha'adam, to man's stature, to man's being. Not to zman, but to adam. Just like the geulus corresponds to what? To 400 years, zman, but redemption corresponds to what? Various generations of men. Because only through that can come redemption. That's what Rafutni writes. That all the kilkulim, suffering and problems, that's related to zman, to time. But the tikkunim, but all that can be repaired, all that's corrected, all of kedusha, that's connected, the meaning of the 248 mitzvahs correspond to the kermes ha'odim, to man. Amoid v'habeit keitzid yisayda shel hagra, oyle b'kana echrim divi maral b'zat perek. It's very beautiful. The connection between the way the Rafutni learns pshat maral, not in Maral, in Gra, and the way we're learning here, understanding the Maral. Fine. Now the Maral ends the Perek with pointing out the Medrash that we're all familiar with, that we find Amur Kira Mach Mitzvah Saseh Nosna Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael Negeda. It says in the Medrash Zayah, is that what the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh Nosna Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael Negeda Varv Shaladim Shasam Mitzvah Saseh Kenegit Shasagin Shabadim. So this is probably the one that most people are familiar with. The Chazal tell us that the 248, here they also, this Maimon Chazal also says 248 correspond to the limbs of the person, but the 365 are not for the days of the solar calendar. The 365 are for what? The Gidin Shabadim, the veins or the arteries. The Gidin Shabadim. So here, this Chazal place everything in man. Everything is in man. So it's no longer, so now we're not dealing with the Malchus of the Shemesh. So what's going on? The sun sets in this Medrash, and instead, everything is revealed in Adam himself. Everything is revealed in Adam himself. 365 Lois Essay or the 365 Gidden Shaba Adam. The Gam Hamedrish has a Perusho Kach. The Maral says, don't get nervous. Rak Hamedrish has a Nois Naha Kolba Adam. This Medrish sees all taking place within man. Ki Adam has a Yeshbai. Look how you see Maral. The Maral's Hezber of Medrish of Agadat is so unbelievable. Ki Adam is a Yeshbai Dov and Nivdal Eloki. The Dov is built in Nivdal Huaguf. In other words, the Medrish is saying, Why do we have to go outside of man's world? In other words, in disagreement with the other Chazal, why the other Chazal say so? You have Adam as the Milas Adam, the greatness and spirituality and the Tzura, all the good stuff, and the Shemesh is that which preserves, so on. So this Chazal is saying that within man himself there's this struggle. Man's life itself is divided. There is that higher tzura of man, but then there is that part of man that descends into the lowest depths. Man himself is torn between what? The two worlds of chaimer, physical reality, and tzura, and spiritual reality. Man himself is torn. In other words, the Zohar Kaddish, which is the pnimius, right? Which is the pnimius, which is the inner essence, the inner point of Torah. So the Zohar Kaddish says that the malchus of man itself is divided into two. It's not that, we don't have to use the sun. It's Adam himself is divided between the world of Chaimer and Sur. Right? There's that part of him that is Nivdal Eloki, that is godly, and there's that part of him that is built in the Shuaguf, which is the physical part of man. L'fichach Omar, Shanosn Ramach Mitzvah Sesei, Hamashlimus Adam, Negative Arb Shal Adam, fine. The 248 mitzvahs that are perfecting man, that corresponds to the Tzura of the human being, the body, the limbs. Ke evarim heim tsuroso, right? Because man's form is through the evarim, through the limbs. Shet tsuroso tselem elokim nivdol, that he is created in God's image. Kamayi she is bar lamayla. Ukeneged zen, nosen lai ramach mitzis asay, so man has 248 positive commandments. Hamashlimim ha'adam, that perfect man. V'nosen lai shasa mitzis lo yisay asay, and there are 365 negative commandments. Neged gidin shalal, that correspond to the veins and so on. Shah gidin einan tsirosa shalal, because these veins are whatever, all the wires and stuff. These are not the tsura of the Adam. These do not form the image of man. Remember, we didn't go into any details with this. There's a great deal that's written about this, but that's not for what we're learning now. That the tsura of the Adam, the form of man, every single aspect of man's form corresponds to the spheres, to the highest reality, right? We spoke about that. The tzura sa'adam is the tzelem al-kim. But as far as the gidim are concerned, the veins, the arteries of a person, so here the Maral says, shagin einan tzura sa'adam, that's not the tzura sa'adam. Avalahim noisnim kiim luguf adam. The purpose of the Gidin is to see to it that man's tzura be sustained, that the human being be able to survive. But that which is eloki, that which is godly in man's form, is not the wiring. That which is godly in man's form is the tzura, the upright tzura of the person, and each part of the person. Even though, of course, the lay of the mayach and so on, there's no question about it. But in terms of Api Kabbalah, the Tzuras Adam, the eyes, the arms, and so on, the bris and the legs, the Tzuras Adam is the Kaimus Adam. That is the Tzelem Elokim. When Nesim Kim Lagufa Adam, the veins provide life and transport or help and do to sustain life within the tzuras adam, ad shehu mekuyim mibli shinui, so that the person should be able to go to be able to live. Ulefichach heim shasam mitzvos lo yisaseh. Therefore, according to the Zohar Kaddish, instead of turning outside of man to find the malchus of the shemesh to correspond to man's physical, to know the seder of physical life, within man, the gidim, that are there to preserve and to protect and to defend the order of man's life. meaning of his physical life. So that what? So that the Tzuras Ha'adam can function in a perfected and higher way, which means the 248 mitzvahs. Therefore, according to the Zohar Kodesh, the 365 negative commandments correspond to the 365 veins and arteries and so on that keep man alive, that keep man going. Because within man there is that part of him that is pulling him away from who he has to be, and that's the guf, that's the body. So the 365 veins and so on correspond to that side of man's existence which is physical, and the 365 commandments, the mitzvahs, are there to maintain the seder in that part of his life, that his physical life not become empowered and take over, God forbid, his entire existence. Veins are shleimus adam, but that's not the shleimus adam. The shleimus adam is the kaimus adam, is the body of man, which corresponds to 248 limbs. Vein chilik differ. He says there's no real chilik between Rabbi Simloi or Ben Zamadris. There's no real difference between these two opinions of Chazal. These two statements in Chazal that as far as the 365, do they correspond to the days of the solar calendar, do they correspond to the veins? Rakiladas, Rabbi Simloi, kolam etzias nachshiv echad. According to the Chazal that we learned before, all of metzias is nachshiv echad. Kol ha'olam nachshiv k'maya chaymer el adam. V'adam u'shleimus v'tzuras kolam etzias. The way Rabbi Simloi is describing this is that man, in the totality of man, gives existence meaning and purpose. Man in his totality. As opposed to the physical reality that surrounds him, that is sort of antagonistic to man's greatness, right? So there is this tension between man and the rest of the world. So therefore, Rabbi Simloi says that we have the 365 commandments to preserve this Seder, to keep things balanced. But his way of presenting it is that man in his totality is a remarkable spiritual being with spiritual content and capacity vis-a-vis physical reality that is symbolized by the sun. Right? That's how Rabbi Simloi looks at it. So he sees the world divided up between the two kingdoms of man and the world. Ulefichach, he says, therefore, ha-toyri hi neged ha-shemesh v'hodom. Uledas ha-medrish. But according to what we learned from the Zohar just now, ha'odem mitzias nivdol atzmo shokul neged hakol. But according to the Zohar Kodesh, the focus is on man himself, that within man himself embodies these two conflicting worlds. It's not the totality of man. Rabbi Samuel is looking at the perspective of man's totality. Is it something unique about man? That man in his totality is a thinking, feeling, spiritual being. Of course he has physical matter, but this is the totality of what a man is as opposed to the rest of creation, which is physical. But the Zohar Kodesh is saying that man himself, in other words, we have to focus on man himself. Man himself is torn between these two worlds. Between, you know, the Nishmas Chaim and the Ofrim and Hadama. Between those two worlds of a living soul and the dust of the earth. Man himself is between those two places. Shokul neged hakol, v'lachen shasalei says, v'machasei hakol neged adam. Therefore, the Zohar Kodesh says that 365 and 248, it's all within man himself. It's all within man himself. Let's look at footnote 97 and 98. Just explains it a little bit more. Peirush. Kol ha'olam im ha'adam mashlimim l'metzias achaz. The view of Rabbi Simloi is that between man and the rest of the universe, we have one entirety. Right? Between man and his totality, and the rest of the universe, and all the rest of existence, together, we have a universe. Together, they create the sum total of all that exists. There's man, and there's the rest of the world. Ha'olam hu'achaymer, the physical world is, the world is physical matter. And man is the spiritual meaning and content and purpose of this world. And together, together they form one mitzias. Then look at footnote 98, Perish. Ba'adam gufa, according to the Zohar Kaddish, that ba'adam gufa nimtzoyim shnei achalokim shreyeshna bebriya, that man himself contains within him that part of the universe that is physical. That's within man himself. V'hu ba'atzmai nechshav la'olam katan. Man himself is a small world. It's an olam katan. It's a lashon that we have already from the Kadmonim, that man is considered to be a small, the olam katan, he's a small world. But the Chassidim, they say that if a person is small, he's the whole world. If he thinks he's the whole world, then he's small. That's what it means, an olam katan. But that's, man is called an olam katan. V'ayid oidei shahadam nechshav la'olam katan, maybe dvarav, and so on. Okay. So the moral finishes, this machloik is, this difference between Rabbi Simloi and the Zohar Kaddish, you could talk about for a long time. It's a very, very interesting way of looking, two ways of looking at reality. Looking at man and the world, or looking at as man as the world. Man and the world, as opposed to man is the world. And there are many nafkimanis that would come out from that. I don't want to go into it now, but there are many, many differences that come out from that. And there are many, many different teachings in Kabbalah and Chassidus that can be aligned in accordance to these two schools. Whether you view reality as man versus the world, or as opposed to the world, or man is a small world.
Why can't they coexist?
Which we know that Walt Disney Paskind, it's a small world.
Why can't both the ideas coexist? Looking at man with the world and looking.
So the morale, is saying that there really is no machlokes, right? Nevertheless, there is a reason why Rabbi Simloi said that, and why Rabbi Simloi did not, or the Zohar Kaddish, why the two of them did not describe the Metzius the same way. So, ultimately, we're talking about the tachlis of man in bringing about unity, making shalom, right? Making peace between the two worlds. The focus of the Zohar Kaddish is what is Ein Shalom Benafshi, is that that within myself, I can't find peace. I'm struggling. The perspective of Rabbi Simloi is that how can a Jew adjust? How can he find his place in reality, as opposed to focusing on the inner struggle, which we understand, since the Zohar Kaddish is speaking from the Pnimius Advarim, so the Zohar Kaddish therefore is focused on the struggle that's raging within man himself, whereas Rabbi Simloi is. Looking more from the perspective of assume one human being. How is this Jew to contend with a reality outside of him that threatens him? So it's more of a question of, what are you being threatened from within, or are you being threatened from without? Right? Either way, the 365 mitzvahs, loisa essays, negative commandments are there to maintain that healthy seder in one's life. But the question is, where is the main enemy? Is the main enemy from within, or is the main enemy outside? Is it the world that is opposing you, or is there something inside of you that's standing opposed to who you want to become?
So what is the same, right?
At the end of the day, when we add up all the figures, so the sachakel is ein od milvado. The sachakel is one. Halavai, it should be one. But the question is, where is the battlefront? Where's the primary battle taking place? The greatest battle taking place. It seems that Rabbi Simloi and the Zohar Kaddish are looking at it from different perspectives, and it's something which is kedai to think about more. Rav Huttner once said, as you mentioned here, Pachdis. Rav Huttner once said that, I think I mentioned to you a few months ago. Yeah, I did. That the chiluk between how secular religious philosophers looked at reality and how religious philosophers looked at reality, how our tzaddikim looked at it, is whether or not, you know, the secular, the non-Jewish religious philosophers included, they saw reality as the etzem, as real, and the question is how does God fit into reality, whereas the tzaddikim saw God, and the question is how does reality fit into God. And that perspective of whether the world is at war with man, or the world is just waiting for the opportunity to be brought back into the avoid of Yichudim. So there are very this difference between Chazal and the Zohar Kaddish is reflected in many, many places in Kabbalah and Hasidus. I mean, we don't have time for that right now, but it's certainly it's a very interesting machlokes. Even though in principle they agree in the sum total.
Does the machlokes also relate to Yetzalev Adam Rami Nurab or not? Or is that the same type of idea or no?
We would have to work that out. If Yetzer knows the question of when is it that evil, at what point does evil become part of men? And the whole, you know, whether the Zohar Kaddish Lishitosai, and the question of when does the Yetzer HaTov enter, and vis-a-vis the Yetzer HaRa, and so on, all of these are shailas that I think that this machlokes will have bearing upon, all of these inyanim. But just to be more aware of the inyan, because you see that the Maharal is bringing it up, so it's definitely kedai to think about it. But it's interesting that the Zohar Kaddish is focusing on the Olam HaKaddim. That's the Shitasa, that on the Olam HaKaddim. I mean, Mela, we understand that the Shitas HaZohar is that when a person is victorious in that inner life of his, then the effect, of course, is upon the entire cosmos. That is the way that man is masaking the world. That's how he brings tikkun to the world. And finally, to finish the parak up there, the Maharal says it is good that you should understand these are great matters. The Maharal says I can't write more. Even though there's more depth here, I can't write anymore. Now, you know what the Maharal said, that he wasn't just saying, you know, he didn't want to just sound good. So there's a lot more here, and I can't put it into writing. I will have dvarim ha'elu ein sofik behem l'mishi yedu l'hovin divrei emes v'yayishir. Whoever can understand, is capable of understanding words of truth, will see the truth in what I've written. V'hizbaru oid v'malkam acher v'akol sherish echad emes v'gezat tzedek. It all comes from one holy root. Yoytzim yipardes ha'chachma. Hear what the Maharal is saying here. Yoytzim yipardes ha'chachma. It's all coming from the orchard of wisdom. So this is one of the Maharal doesn't often use that term, but the Maharal is admitting that this is all coming from the deepest secrets of Kabbalah. When he uses the word Pardes, he's talking about Kabbalah. Pardes HaChachma, the orchard of wisdom. Vayizbar will be explained further. Parakeh. The Maharal in this parak, you'll see some stunning chidushim just in his parish of Agadata, and he's now moving into the world of the mitzvahs themselves, and the famous Maimon Chazal, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Hamitzvah Shenosna Hashem Yisbarach Li Yisrael, Leish Lishal Aleim, the mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave to the Jewish people, we have to try to understand. If the ribuy of mitzvahs, if that the large amount of mitzvahs, the fact that Hashem gave us a lot of mitzvahs, whether that's l'tayv lahem, that's for our good, as it sounds like pshat hakosev, the simple pshat in chumash, which says shenema v'yitzaveinu Hashem l'kinah lasa zachukim ha'ilu l'tayv lonu kol ha'yom mitzdoket yilon. So the pasuk says that Hashem gave these mitzvahs, these chukim, l'tayv lanu, for our good. V'im ki yesh leimer she'en hakosev medaber b'ribuy ha'mitzvahs. Now you could say the Torah doesn't say in that pasuk clearly that I'm giving you a lot of mitzvahs, that it should be for your good, a lot. It was the more the better. It doesn't say that. It could be talking not about what, about kamus, about amount. It could be talking about what raksha ha'mitzvahs heim l'tayv l'hadam. It could be talking about not quantitatively, but qualitatively. That the mitzvahs are good. Not because there are so many, but each mitzvah is the tov. That each mitzvah is good for man. Shebekim ha-mitzvah zorich l'chaim ha-nitzchim. That through observing the mitzvah, a person is worthy to achieve chaim nitzchim, eternal life. Mikol makom kach muchach pshat ha-maimah mefursam. Nevertheless, even though you could learn the pasuk in Chumash to mean that it's not talking about how many mitzvahs we have, but what the significance of each mitzvah. Nevertheless, the simple pshat and the famous Gemara in Makis, Omer Reb Chananim Nekash, Rotzakarish Baruch Luzakis Israel, the Baruch Shalom wanted to give the Jewish people an opportunity to merit all good things. Therefore, what did Hashem do? Lefichach hir b'lehem Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, Hashem multiplied, gave us many. Gave us Torah mitzvahs. Shenemar, Hashem chofetz man tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yad. Yagdil Torah means that he increased Torah, he increased mitzvahs. So from here, from this chazal, it's clearly a matter of how many mitzvahs we have, not just the quality, but the quantity. Hir b'lehem Torah mitzvahs. Because Hashem loves us and He wanted man to have an opportunity to achieve perfection, He gave us many mitzvahs. Omeyata yesh lishal. Somerhal says we have to ask. Ke'eich yoimesh Hashem chofetz lezakis Yisrael lakach hir b'lehem mitzvahs. How could you say this logically? That the Baruch Shalom wants us to have a schus. He wants to merit us. He wants to give us a good opportunity, an advantage. Therefore, He gave us many mitzvahs. How could you say that? V'dovizeh neged ha-seichel. This is opposed to seichel. This doesn't make sense. Doesn't seem to make sense. Why? Shahay lo lamayit b'mitzvahs. If you wanted man to have a chance, if you wanted a Jew to have a chance, give him a couple of mitzvahs. Look what happened to Adam Rishon. He had one mitzvah. Chazal say one mitzvah. The Baruch Shalom told him, you know, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra. The Kol Hatzei Egan. Achol seichel. Eitz Hadas Teva La Roi seichel. Ki biyom achol chivin. Moish Thomas. The Baruch Shalom gave him one lav. Don't eat from the tree, and it didn't work out. So, alachas kama v'kama, if Odom couldn't, on his madrega, what's going to be with us? You know, the Maharsha said an interesting thing. I think it's the Maharsha said that the only birthday that we find in Tanakh is Yom Hulaedis as Paro. We don't find by Tzadikim, even though there is such an Indian that we see from the Ben Ishchai and even by the Chassam Sofer in one place, there is such an Indian to give Haidot to Hashem as Baruch when you read certain Bina, Gvura, and so on, you read certain times in life. The Ben Ishchai used to make a Suda, but we don't find it typically as something which is part of our experience.
He used to make Suda every year?
No, the Ben Ishchai didn't make every year. No, he made only the certain milestones. There's a one place in the Zohar Kodesh which the Lubavitcher brought down in Hayom Yom. It's Mashma that on a birthday is a day of Cheshbon Nefesh, and after you hear the Maharsha, you'll understand. So the Maharsha says that there are 365 negative commandments and 248 positive commandments. That's why the Gemara says Noach Le'Adam Shalayniv V'Mishaniv. It's preferable. Well, let's say it's more comfortable for man. A lot of people say that Chazal, they say Toiv Lo Yilodim Shalei Niv. It's not true. It says Noach Lo Yilodim Shalei Niv. It would have been more comfortable for man not to have been created. So Moshe says, why? Because he's Karev Alachet. There are 365 potential Aveiros, and there are only 248 mitzvahs. Statistically, you seem like you're in bigger trouble when it comes to Leis essays. So, especially since so many of the essays are not even Shaykh. So, without Kleisel being in his proper place and so on. So therefore, based upon that, the Maharsha says that we don't find that by Jews that there's such a chshivas that they made an important thing to celebrate the birthday. Because what do you mean? What are you celebrating? There's more of a likelihood of botching up than coming out the Chavetz Chaim. Statistically, there haven't been too many Chavetz Chaims. But as far as dopes and idiots and jerks, you know, there's a... You ever see the cartoon Farside? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Farside is a gewaldige... Really, there's so much... One of my students showed it to me, and it's fantastic. So there's this one I once mentioned in the shul. There's this one where you have, like, God. He's creating, and it's God, like, looks like a wizard, you know, the long white beard and a hat. And he's creating the world, and there are all these bottles. So one of them says Africa, Asia, you know, different bottles. And God's creating the world, and then he hesitates and he takes his bottle, and it says on it jerks, and he sprinkles that all over. He says just to make it interesting. But this he gives everywhere a little bit. It should be interesting. So the shaila, our birthday is narech leilam shaloi neiv mishenev. There's more of a likelihood to batch up. So what's a birthday? You're so happy that you were born. You were born disabled and disadvantaged, right? That's a very, very depressing view, and it sort of takes the whole chesed away from blowing out the candles. So, but the moral is asking. Hibble of Torah Mitzvahs, if you wanted us to be matzliach, then give us a couple. We'll focus on a few of them. Give us a couple of things we can work on, and we'll try to do our best. But Hibble of Torah Mitzvahs, he gave us so many that a person partially did some. It's almost impossible to make it through this world. So the Maral is asking, it's a neged haseichel, shahay lo lamayit b'mitzvahs. If you wanted to be mezakas, if you wanted that we should be tzaddikim, then give us a couple of projects to work on.
The assumption is the mitzvahs of shkulos, that the Marsha is also the same assumption, that every mitzvah is equal sign. I mean, against the Mishnahs.
He was talking in general terms like that. But you're right, they're different. Madragas. Yeah, he doesn't talk about that. So he says, Shahoylo lamayit b'mitzvahs, kadesh la yiyat tzarech lishma habi mitzvahs. Give him a few mitzvahs, they shouldn't have to keep so many. Vaz, ha yizarech lalam haba. So like the Maral says in so many places, that women are krivas, I mentioned this last week, the women are more likely to achieve alam haba than men. Because women have, even though they have, of course, the loy says, but in terms of the chiyuvim and the responsibility, it's less overwhelming in terms of Torah mitzvahs. And mostly, then you know, bittul Torah. That we're all in big trouble, you know, that. It's a big problem. So if the Rosh wanted to be mezakas, he wanted to give us a hope for Olam Haba, that, you know, to give a test that we could pass. It's like, what kind of, someone gives you an exam. What kind of professor? You might say he's a gewaldig professor, he's so brilliant and so on, but he gives an exam, no one could pass. So what's a chokhmah? No one. So does it mean to make it something which is ridiculously simple? No, but something you can work with. Something that's fair, it's demanding, but not overwhelming. So Maral's asking, so what's the schus that there are so many mitzvahs? There've been a few, it could be zarech lalam haba. There's so many obligations, there's so many things that we don't understand how we're supposed to make it. So he has a strong disagreement here with the Rambam, which the Maral is not afraid to argue with the Rambam. So the Rambam writes over there, on that Gemara, on that Reb Chanan ben Akashi writes in the Pirush Mishnah, Zelishain, Mikarei Ha'emuna B'Torah. The Rambam says that one of the fundamental principles of believing in Torah, Ki Kshei Kaim Odem Mitzvah Mitayag Mitzvahs Karoi U'Kahagin, that if a Jew is Mekayim one of the mitzvahs, you hear this, one of the mitzvahs Karoi U'Kahagin in its fullest sense. That's what we find in a lot of the Hasidic Sfarim and a lot of the Kabbalah Sfarim. They talk about every Jew having that, you know, you keep all the mitzvahs, but you have to have that one mitzvah. And you know, very often you're led towards that. Or it could be in a lav. But there's one inyan in Yiddishkeit. Like there's a friend of mine that's with tzitzis. It's unbelievable. His whole life he's running around buying tzitzis for people, getting tzitzis, checking tzitzis, changing the tzitzis. It's all like that a person could find his Olam Haba. Not, God forbid, by not, it means, of course, you have to keep all the mitzvahs, you can't ignore any, but that the kinyan on a certain mitzvah, it should be b'shleimusa mamish, with all the hidurim, with kol hashitas, and it should be that person, he learns all the Torahs, and that's his inyan in the world. So the Rambam says that if a person is mekayem a mitzvah karoi kahagin v'lo yishota from kavanosa mekavanos olam, and it's done purely l'shem shemayim for the sake of heaven, without any extraneous, external, secondary intention, but mamish for the sake of heaven. He does it out of love. This is a powerful ticket into Olam Haba. And that's how Rambam learns Pshat. So that's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. that because the Baruch Shalom gave us so many mitzvahs, if shall yaseh ha'odem b'chayiv achas mehen, al-mat makenusa v'al-shlemusa, it's not possible that a person should not do one of them. It's not possible that there shouldn't be at least one out of all the mitzvahs, that there shouldn't be at least one that you're drawn to and that you've really perfected in your life. Therefore, the greater the amount of mitzvahs, the greater the statistical probability, is the way the Rambam learns, that out of all of this, there'll be something that you're going to do b'shleimus.
Greater mechayev, you have to do them properly. Right. The assumption is if you don't do them properly, you get no credit. I mean, of all the other mitzvahs, you don't do properly. So what's the Rambam?
Not to say that you don't get, you get rewarded for everything. But Olam Haba, from the Rambam, it sounds like Olam Haba is to a large extent dependent upon to come into Olam Haba, there has to be a certain shleimus. And if a person is half-heartedly doing 612 mitzvahs that are disabled, that are not really healthy, so the problem is that Olam Haba is a place of perfection, of schar. So the Rambam is saying is that really to earn that place, that mokum in Olam Haba, is only when you have at least one fully grown, completely healthy and strong thing to show for yourself. So just that's what you say. So there's a greater probability of you accomplishing that. And that by perfecting your observance of that mitzvah, you give life to your soul through that act in the world to come. And the Rambam brings as a raya, as a proof for this, the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah, which tomorrow I was going to talk about more. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma asked Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Ma ani lechayer lamhaba. I'm sorry, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion asked Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Ma ani lechayer lamhaba. Do you think that I have? We're going to talk more about that whole Gemara next week. What do you think I'm a ben alam haba? What am I going to be? Am I going to be an alam haba? So what was Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma's of Eshiva? What did he say? I'm Eshiva. Klu maisei b'liyotcha. Tell me, Epis, is there something that you're really good at? Klu maisei b'liyotcha, which the Rambam is asking. The Rambam's chat in that is what? Kloimer asisa mitzvah kahagin. Is there one mitzvah that you could point to in your life that you've done completely kahagin? Or else, how could you say to a tzaddik in a kodesh to say klu maisei b'liyotcha? What do you mean klu maisei b'liyotcha? Did you ever do anything? Klu maisei. What do you mean? Did he ever do? Was it tzaddik? He was teaching Torah to thousands of people. It's not pshat. Did you ever do anything? So the Rambam learns pshat that what Rabbi Yossi was asking him was, tell me, is there something that you can say that you've done b'shleimus? Completely. That's how the Rambam learns pshat. And listen to the answer. Ve'heshiva kin nizdam le mitzvah tzedakah la shleimus. That the mitzvah of tzedakah, there was a shleimus. V'zocha b'lechai elam haba, ad kandarov, and the Rambam doesn't say the Gemara. What the Gemara actually says, do you remember what it says in the Gemara? That there was money, neschal f'limos purim, that he had purim money, that was mixed up with money for aniyim, and instead of taking it off the cheshbon, he filled, we'll learn the Gemara afterwards, the morale brings up. He made sure that the aniyim would get their fair due, when the poor money was mixed up with the regular tzedakah. We'll see the Gemara inside. The Rambam just says that in response, that Rabbi Chanina says, yes, there's in the Indian of tzedakah, I reached a shleimus. So that's how the Rambam learns pshat, that everybody needs that one perfectly healthy mitzvah as a ticket to Olam Haba. And that's why he says, that's the pshat, Rabbi Chanina makes what's called the Baruch Lazak, Leficha, Hirbalahem Teremisus, therefore Hashem gave us many Teremisus. So that we should have a schus of at least one that should be b'shleimus and kahagin.
The Rambam is describing the concept we spoke about before about a person having one specific mitzvah, or is he talking about doing a mitzvah one time b'shleimus?
One time in his life, you mean?
Yeah,
one time in his life as opposed to doing that mitzvah.
Right.
It sounds like the Rambam is saying it doesn't mean just one great moment. It sounds like through the course of his life, the only way you could learn Pshat and Rambam is that he only gave that as an example of his shleimus and tzedakah. But the Maral takes him up on this. Right? The Rambam wants to bring that as Rai. It's Shvach, because it sounds like he's answering, I had one good day. There's one great thing that I did with the poor money, with the Matanis Lev Yonim and the Tzedakim. Had one, but can't be. Pashup Shat is that the Rambam is saying that a person throughout the course of his life reached the Shleimus. The Rambam would have to say that he brings that as a Raya, that Ad Kedei Kach was his mitzvah Tzedakah B'Shleimus, that he was so careful that even in that situation with the whatever happened, which we'll see later next week, that with the Matanis Lev Yonim and the regular Tzedakah, that he worked things out for the Anim, for the poor people, that they shouldn't be any problem. That's only an indication of his Shleimus of the mitzvah Tzedakah, not that I had one heroic day. You can't learn Pshat in Rambam. Rambam can't learn Pshat like that in the Gemara.
Even according to the Rambam, can it be that included in coming to Shlemus is once having done it? In other words, like Mitoch Shalol Lishma Balishma, you can still do Lishma if you once did it Shalol Lishma. It's just a stepping stone.
Yeah, it's a gradual process. I don't think the Rambam speaks about that in so many places, and there's no question that it's a gradual process. But when Rabbi Yossi was asking Klum Maisei Boli Yodcha, he was saying, tell me, what in your life have you perfected? Tell me, what have you perfected?
Besides the raya, how the lashon of ef shelo yasa the mechayev achas mehena. When you're talking about adopting, even with a lot of mitzvahs, it's certainly possible that a person would fail to take a mitzvah throughout his entire life and do it b'shleimus. In other words, it would make more sense. I mean, it could be the Rambam just is speaking above us a little bit, but it's. If it was talking about, it makes more, the line seems to make more sense if you're talking about that you would do the mitzvah one time at least. It's, no matter how many mitzvahs there are, it's still difficult to take a mitzvah and to do it b'shleimus. There could be a million mitzvahs.
Right. But it does sound to me like the Rambam is saying, is not saying that. Maybe you're right, I don't know. It sounds to me when he says, Eif shalyasa odem b'chayev, achas mehena, amaskun tevar shleimusa.
B'chayev. You get to that point.
Meaning that last day of his life, he reached that madrega. And chanami. So in other words, let's say like this: that there was the man lived 90 years, and all of his life, like what Moti was saying, all of his life was one. He was working on this mitzvah, and that 10 minutes before he died, he hit the jackpot, right? But it doesn't mean that I think that's fine. That works out the Rambam, but it's certainly, I don't think the Rambam is saying that throughout his life this was not any greater than any of the other mitzvahs, and that but then once there was a ma'aseh shahayah that he was mashlim that mitzvah on that day. I don't think that's what the Rambam means. I think that he means the process of life, and throughout the course of his life he came to shleimus in that mitzvah, but it was certainly an entire life's work, right? I don't think he means that, you know, like we have a lot of ma'aseh like that, and there are sources in the Svarim HaKadoshim. There's a piece in Apterov and other places that indicate that there is such a concept as one mitzvah being able to say, one day, one, yeah, b'shachas, that there is such a thing as that heroic, transcendent moment. But it's a very unusual thing. But it is discussed in the Sfarim. But the Rambam is l'shitoso in many places. So what we're going to learn next week is the Maral's difficulty with this Rambam, and as a result of that, the Maral goes into a remarkable. And to a remarkable hezber of Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha is the Indian of Lazak, is what does it mean, ribui? Here we'll have Torah mitzvahs. And what's the schus of ribui Torah mitzvahs? That it cannot be talking about shleimus in one mitzvah, but it must be talking about that there's a relationship between a man's perfection and his ability to multiply his ma'isim tovim through Torah mitzvahs, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem next week. Shkai.